Muhlenberg Department of Theater and Dance presents Mad Forest, a play from Romania by Carol Churchill. It's in the Baker Theater of the Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance, and it's on stage this Thursday through Saturday, April 24th through the 26th. And it's directed by Beth Schachter. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. On the eve of the 1989 Romanian Revolution, and under the eternal watch of the secret police, two families, one poor, one wealthy, struggle to survive anarchy and confusion during the last gasp of the Ceausescu regime. But once the violence has ceased and the euphoria has lifted, will anything have changed? A play of romance and politics, bookended by weddings, Mad Forest blends together documentary theater and magical realism to explore the psychological landscapes of people trying to find freedom. Directing this production, Associate Professor of Theater at Muhlenberg College, Beth Schachter.
I worked on this play over 25 years ago. I was the dramaturg on the original New York production that Mark Wayne Davey directed, and Mark Wayne Davey was one of the original people who went to Romania with Carol Churchill to make the research for this play. It's a great play for students to do. It's both an array of characters in which everybody is important, and also because it's social political material, there are many betrayals of different sorts in the play, whether people can articulate the truth, whether once it's said, whether they can stand by it and stand by the implications about themselves even. There's all sorts of issues around self-hatred. Bogdan, who is the father, who is the electrician, himself becomes a Securitate informer and is so consumed by self-hatred, he gets into an argument with a priest at his own daughter's wedding and says to the priest is saying, we should love our enemies. And he says, we're such a loving people because we have so many enemies. And the priest says, well, you're your own worst enemy, Bogdan. And he says, I guess I should love myself best. He takes the measure of the priest who himself has had an encounter, a sort of fantasy encounter with an angel in which he's had to betray his own principles. So everybody is caught in this web of betrayal.
It sounds like truth is a really moving target in this, or what they perceive to be truth or what they hope to be truth, since they have no notion of it for the last, thinking, 40 years. But there's this huge period where there's nothing for them to rely on or bounce their ideas off of. And now all of a sudden they're being told, hey, have the truth. And they're like, well, what truth? Whose truth?
No, I think that's true. Just to have the historical material, in 1965, Gheorghe Dej, who was the head of the Roman Communist Party General Secretary, died, and Nicolae Ceausescu was named the party General Secretary. And in 1967, he became President of the Council of Ministers, in effect taking over everything. So it was from 67 on, in which the country, as you said, was this sort of hermetically sealed place. There's a line at the wedding in which the mother asks one of her daughters, she says, are people very different in other countries? And they just don't know. They have no outside experience. And obviously this was a point in time which you don't have anymore, in which the internet didn't exist, texting didn't exist, cell phones didn't exist. So all of these modes of passing information and rumors and moving groups along didn't exist. So the only thing they had was the telephone and seeing each other. And they literally would spend hours passing messages to each other on the phone.
And who knows if you could trust the phone? And who knows if you could trust the person you were talking to?
And the younger generation, as you said, who felt so betrayed by the way in which the revolution seemed to be taken over by the National Salvation Front, by these older Communist Party representatives who ostensibly were no longer communists, but somehow seemed to be just the same as they had been before. So there's this feeling that the truthful moment got consumed and that, again, that history itself was being made into a lie.
So because it had always existed in a vacuum, there were the equivalent of oligarchs that took over as soon as one power was released. It wasn't like there was something going to be a forum. Something was going to find that vacuum very quickly.
Yes, and it did. I read something about how as they started to put together councils after the revolution, suddenly the second or the third council, there weren't so many students there. There were older people there, whereas it had genuinely been a student revolution. It had really been a young person's revolution. We did do a fair amount of dramaturgical research. I had two student dramaturgs, and we all worked together, and everybody took different topics, and all the cast members had at least one topic that they researched. And so we have one dramaturg whose piece appears in the program who has an overview of Romania in and after World War II, because we felt like you needed to at least understand the history of the country as it had gone back and forth after that. Other people did material on orphanages and Romania, which was a terrible travesty in Romania at this time, and the AIDS epidemic and the orphanages at that point. Somebody else did the Christian churches and the Ceausescu regime and how they had been infiltrated by the Securitate. So we did give ourselves as much background as possible, and we watched some films. There's quite a lot of footage, including footage of Ceausescu's final speech and all of that. So there's a lot of news footage out there. And we really tried to understand the complexity of what happened in the revolution and the days that followed.
Professor of Theater at Muhlenberg College and directing this production, Beth Schachter, Mad Forest by Carol Churchill, is on stage in the Baker Theater of the Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance on the Muhlenberg College campus this Thursday, April 24th through Saturday the 26th. For more information, the box office number is 484-664-3333. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.